It's a pleasure to be here at Kol Yom Rishon and to greet all of you. Excuse me. My topic today is, with Cantabir, is enhancing the spirituality of tefillah through the mystical Masorah. Now, there's a tendency nowadays to, for generally in shuls, from large edifices to small shtibles, to concentrate on the yochid, the individual, and his personal prayer. We're worried about our kavana, we read books and articles, and we listen to lectures about it, about spirituality, which many today consider to be how an individual can improve his own personal kavana. Now that's an admirable trait. However, as an undesired effect, tefillah b'tzibur and tefillah hatzibur is starting to fall by the wayside. As each person concentrates on himself, becomes more inner-directed to the detriment of communal tefillah b'tzibur. It's almost like saying, I don't really care what happens at the omid. I'm only worried about my own prayer, my own kavan. The story is told of the Bava Rebbe that towards the end of his days, he went to a doctor, and the doctor said to his family, after he examined him, I'm sorry to tell you, the Rebbe only has 10 days or less to live. And so a kol kore went out, everybody should daven for the Bava Rebbe, and in every shtibel, in every shul, in every yeshiva, there were posters, daven for the Rebbe, and everyone daven for the Rebbe. And the Rebbe lived for another 6 months. So they came back to the doctor, and they said, Doctor, how's that possible? You said he only had 10 days. He lived for 6 months. The doctor's answer was, it was the tefillah of all the people all over the world who prayed on his behalf that gave him the extra life. And you know, it's true. The power of many davening together for one purpose has its powerful effect. And here in the minyan, when we daven in the minyan, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. In 2 weeks it'll be Pesach, and we're told in Chumash that 600,000 individuals came together at Har Sinai. They were kish echad b'lev echad, like one man with one heart. In Parshas Yisro, Yotes, Asbeis, it says, Chumash says, Vayichan, they camped. But the word Vayichan is singular. So Rashi there comments that they were kish echad b'lev echad, a multitude like one man with one soul. And that is how tefillah must be accomplished. Yes, you have to be certain that you're part of the tzibur, but at the same time, you have to be aware of your own kavana, perhaps, but you have to be aware that you're part of this tzibur, part of the minyan. And this is the task, actually, of the Bell School. Cantabir and I both teach at the Bell School. Cantabir is the director. And what we try to do is to train, teach, and foster a generation of shlichei tzibur who are prepared to daven, yes, with kavana, but also with proper musical nuscha tefillah as prescribed in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what's that all about? You mean to tell me that a chazan, a shlich tzibur, has guidelines that come from the Shulchan Aruch? Yes, there are certain guidelines. Not all of us are aware of this. Now, as halachic Jews, before we can even discuss how to make our minyanim more spiritually uplifting, you have to first decide and discuss whether there are halachic and minhag guidelines that we must observe and recognize. Once we set up these parameters of halacha and minhag, we will have a framework around which we can be able to build an effective and a spiritual experience for our shul and our community. Now, number one, we can talk about spirituality today, tomorrow, for a year, but the truth is that you will never have a spiritually uplifting tefillah if you allow any member, I'll give an example, who may be a chiyuv or has political clout to lead Shabbos Musaf especially. Now, you'll say, oh, how can you do that? I remember that I was in Cleveland a number of years ago, and my children lived there, so they knew if I didn't daven, I was very happy. But to just sit back and be part of the tzibur. And a gentleman who got up, who I happen to love and have great respect for, and as he was walking up to do the Haftarah, he had the yartzeit, he said to me,
I'm sorry, Chazik Ovin, but I have yartzeit and I have to daven Musaf.
So he did. He davened Musaf exactly that way. Not, but that day happened to have been an ufruf. And there were guests from all over the country. And the shul was packed. And the shliach tzibur, who I love very, very much, davened Musaf like that. It was a bizoyan. It was terrible. It was awful. Halacha is not that he has to. The Ramah, Shulchan Aruch, says that if he is ro'i, and we're going to discuss what means ro'i, then he can, after the haftarah, get up and daven. Okay, so we have to discuss what that's all about. Now, in Tanis, in Gemara Tanis, Tazayin, Avod Aleph, says the shliach tzibur must be skilled in chanting melody. That means he has to know how to daven. And we'll get to your sheets in a few minutes. I'm just giving you a hakdama. Now, most of this, by the way, is for you to take home, just use as a reference, but we'll explain to you what to do with this reference. And Shliach Tzibur, number one, has to understand what he's saying, and number two, if he's not skilled in chanting the tefillos, he should not be permitted to serve as Shliach Tzibur, and that's from Sefer HaChassidim, that we heard about before, on page 785. And even an esteemed individual, as Reb Gedalia Dov Schwartz, who's the Bez Din of Chicago and also of the RCA, he wrote the following in one of our Bell School journals. We have the Journal of Jewish Musical Liturgy, and he wrote the following thing. Knowledgeable congregations should seek the combination of piety and mastering of traditional musical nusach, which is part of the spiritual fabric of tefillah. The absence of these hallowed nigunim, we're talking about tefillah, we're talking about nusach, we're not talking about Karl Bach Lubavitch. These hallowed nigunim during davening, the absence of this would be unthinkable to any worshipper who has an inbred affinity for the feelings and stirrings of the heart rendered by the proper nusach. Just as the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash was accompanied by a certain order of shir or music, primarily vocal, so must our avoda in the synagogue maintain a proper contact and order of shir, of nigin, and nusach as we, in our way, make our offerings of prayer. And this was the quote of Rabbi Schwartz. That was a modern quote. Now, a rabbi and a skaboyim, if they want to, can set the guidelines, at least for a bal musaf. Why do I say bal musaf? Because at that time, most of the people are in shul, and it's Brovam Hadras Melech. Psukah Zimra, fine. Maybe even Shachris. Many shul Shachris, the shul is still empty. Now, this has been done already in numerous shuls. I know that there are two major shuls in Teaneck that have a rule, and they've even printed this in their bulletins, that we're sorry, but we have made a list of four or five individuals who are allowed to daven musaf, and no one else is allowed to daven musaf. If you want to be added to that list, you have to apply to the gaboyim, and you have to go through a whole procedure. And they said, we're sorry, you'll have to excuse us, but the importance, the effectiveness of our tefillah, the spirituality of our tefillah, is more important than the individual, and we have made this rule. So to their credit, they are doing this. And more shuls, this is happening. Now, there's no halacha that a chiyuv or yartzeit has to daven. Okay. Now, obviously, this also applies to Yom Nerayim. I think that every shul should, first of all, try to do this. Designate someone or a group who are those who can daven the major tefillos in the shul. And right away, you're going to change the quality of the tefillah in your particular congregation. I know it's difficult. It's a political problem.
People get very upset. But we have to do something about it. Today, the quality of tefillah, wherever you go, is starting to deteriorate. It's not really the fault of the Baalei Tefillah. It's the fault of those who are in charge. Now, all this is about kavana. If you want a spiritually uplifting experience and to be able to connect with the divine, you have to make these rules and you have to just bite the bullet and do it. That's my opinion, whatever I can tell you. Now, what is tefillah? What is prayer? You all know the this word, the hispalel. Hispalel, of course, means to judge, to challenge ourselves, to strengthen ourselves by infusing within ourselves the values and the inspiration, kavana, that we can receive from an effective davening experience. Now, Shlich Tzibur is able to achieve this when he follows the musical rules of tefillah, and that come from Minhag Yisrael. So what is Minhag Yisrael? What we're really following now is Minhag Yisrael. It's a Mesorah that has been passed down through the generations, and it is Minhag. Now, like any other Minhag, it's something that we have to seriously look at. Tosfos and Menachos 20b says, the Minhag of our fathers is equivalent to Torah. The Gemara in Pesachim 50 says, rules that a valid minhag accepted by previous generations of a community is binding upon all later generations. In Bava Kamma 117b, one must not change the custom. That means the custom of the community. In Masechta Sofrim 14:18, it says, even goes as far as to say, minhag oker halacha, custom overrules law. Of course, that does refer to economics, but it just shows strongly how much minhag is important. We're very aware of the various minhagim which we follow every day of our lives, such as taking three steps back and forward, bowing in the first two brachas of the Amidah, bowing in the last two brachas of the Amidah, saying Kol Nidre three times. Now, no one would ever, ever think of not following the Ashkenazic minhag Yisrael. And this is part of our Ashkenazic minhag Yisrael. The same, my friends, applies to the musical minhag of the Ashkenazic synagogue, our musical Nuskat Tefillah. We have a Masorah that goes at least back to the 14th century and the Maharil, about whom Cantabir will explain the last page of your packet, of your sheets. Especially the Shulchan Aruch and the glosses of the Ramah, Rav Moshe Isserles, who lived from 1520 to 1572, gave us the guidelines of Tefillah of our musical minhag, based on the Maharil, who lived from 1365 to approximately 1425. The musical Nuschat Tefillah creates the avira, the aura of the particular tefillah that you find yourself davening. The music of tefillah creates the saviva that colors your tefillos, gives you the proper kavana for the day. If your name was Reuven Van Winkle and you slept for 70 years, and all of a sudden you woke up in the forest, you walked out of the forest to the nearest town, you went into a shul, you should be able to tell what tefillah is being davened by the sound of the Nuschat Tefillah. Whether it's Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, whether it's a weekday, whether it's a Yontif, you should be able to hear it. The Nusach envelops you in the aura of the day. Day you can now feel really in your kishkas. Now, many of these Nigudim are known as the Sinai Nigudim. That's what you have if you look at your first sheets. I put together, first of its kind, complete and comprehensive chart of the Sinai traditional fixed and free tefillah for the Yom Narayim. I hope to do it for the entire year eventually, but we started with the Yom Narayim. This sheet should be on the desk, on the amud of every shul in the country, so that the Shliach Tzibur should know what to do. Let me explain what it is. Look at the legend. If it's in bold caps, it's a Sinai, which is untouchable. These are sanctified Yigune Maharil, the Maharil, Rabbi Yaakov Molin of Mayence, who was the chief rabbi of the world at that time, because most of the Jews in the world lived on the Rhineland. They lived in the Ere Shum, which is Spires, Worms, Mainz. It's also Rottenburg and Troyes. And his decisions really impacted the entire Jewish community. And he decided, he was afraid that the music of the troubadours and the minnesingers and the junglers were now invading the synagogue, and Chazanim were picking up those melodies. Not only that, but they were going to the Nebuch, to the churches, and Admi Achrea Pargod, listening behind the curtain to listen to a melody and bring it into shul. So he was very upset, and he said it has to be standardized. And he had the possibility of seeing how people daven from all over the world because of the Nebuch, the Black Death, and the Crusades. And Jews would come running to the Rhineland for safety. And therefore, he was able to see Jews from here and there and all over the Europe, how they daven. And he himself was a Baal Tefillah, he was a Chazan, and he was concerned about it. And he did some sort of statistical study, and he decided that these are the only way you can do these particular tefillos. An example, for instance, Ochil Lelokel, right? So say, Ochil Lelokel, Achalefono, Eshalom, right? So we know that. That is a set tefillah. Nowadays, I hear that a popular Hasidic melody is starting to invade into that Ochil. But certain things, 52 motifs he set up that were immutable. They could not be changed, the halacha. The Ramah follows up on that, and Rav Cantabir will, of course, go over that with you. But how do you know which one are Misinai, which are unchangeable? Those are in bold caps. Anything that has bold caps are Misinai and unchangeable. Now, what about traditional fixed in non-bold caps? Those who are, by the way, listening to this perhaps on a recording, if you go to YU Torah, and dial in my name, or dial in Rosh Hashanah to go 5769 or 5770. You will find this chart on there too. You'll be able to access it in your computer. Anything that is in non-bold caps, these are traditional melodies that are so old and so ingrained in our community they cannot be changed. They're not Misinai, but the way we daven cannot be changed. You have to start Alkein Nekava, the beginning of Malchus, in a sort of a major form. It's really Hashem Moloch Nesgalidian, for those who know music. But Alkein Nekava Lechoad Hashem Elokeinu, da 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 di da da di da 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 da. Can all of a sudden start a niggin at the beginning of Malchus, Achrona Shofros. To start with Alkein Nekava Hashem Elokeinu. I mean, you're starting to hear these things. You're starting to hear it. And many of these things are so totally inappropriate. I also heard that Chazan was very good. I mean, he really, and the trick of it, a good Chazan can pull on your heartstrings. That's what a Chazan is supposed to do. It's supposed to raise your level of kavana and make you feel the words. So he started Shema Kaleinu as should be done. Shema Kaleinu Adishem Lekeinu Eichus V'rachem Oleinu, the proper way. In the next line he went Ashiveinu Hashem. Oh my God. The avira of the davening can be destroyed by one misstep. So we have to be careful. So where can we put in nigunim? Nigunim are important. Look, I'm a guitar player. For 35 years, I was a concert artist. I traveled all over the world and sang. Nigunim are very important to me. One of the reasons that Rabbi Riskin decided that I should not go into psychology, pulled me out of graduate school of psychology and become a chazan with this new shul in Lincoln Center, was because he knew I had a chush for nigunim. We used to go together different places. I would warm up the crowd with a niggun, and he would hit them with the Torah. So he knew that it worked. It was because of the niggun. But you can't run slipshod over all the davening just to add niggunim. So what do you do? So you'll see that until now, niggunim are not allowed. Anything that is in caps, either bold or non-caps. However, what happens with small, lowercase letters? If you see a tefillah in lowercase letters, this is all the tefillahs, by the way, of Shacharis and Musaf from Rosh Hashanah night till through Lila is on this list. If it's in lowercase letters, you can use nigunim, but be very careful to respect the nusach. Be careful to respect the nusach. Mix it in. Start always with nusach. If you want to sing a niggun, sing a niggun. But if you can, please be careful about not destroying the nusach. If there is italics, italics tell you that nigunim are used, you can use freely, any way you want. Major, minor, fast, low, whatever you want to do. But, of course, that's not really true. You have to really reflect the mood of the particular tefillah. The mood is serious, the mood is happy, so obviously your niggun has to follow that. So this goes all the way through. And wherever it speaks about the possibility of putting a niggun, it tells you what kind of niggun you can use. It says M. M is major. Those of you who know, if you don't know music, it's a problem. It's a problem. So you should really ask somebody who knows. You can call the bell school anytime, speak to Kit DeBeer or myself, say, is this niggun valid for this particular tefillah? You said it only has to be a major, or a mixolydian. Or MI is minor, minor. P is phrygish. So these are the niggunim, that the style that's allowed. This applies also all during the year. It applies on Shabbos too. If you're doing the Kaddish, you want to sing a niggun from the Kaddish of Shimcha Ba'olam, the Shachar's beginning of Kedusha, which I don't, by the way. I like to start out with Nusach. People should hear Nusach. So it has to be in minor or phrygish. It can't be in major. You can't sing Nikadesh Shimcha Ba'olam. Illegal. That's illegal. Because the Kaddish has to be in minor, da 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 da, or in phrygish. Da, 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 dee, da. There are many beautiful nigunim that are minor or phrygish. I'm already losing half of you, I know, but okay.
What's phrygish?
Phrygish is the way we daven kulam ahuvim. Kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam giborim. And the way we do Yismach Moshe for Chazara and Tekanta Shabbos. Those sections, each tefillah has a musical mode which has to be followed. That's why you can't ask any Tom, Dick, and Harry just to get up and daven. You should know what he's doing and why he's doing it. And another reason why, you cannot go up to a Baal Tefillah 5 minutes before the Tefillah and say, hey, go daven Musaf. If anyone ever said that to me and I was out of town, I would say no. Because even I've been davening already, I've had a full-time position for 48 years. I would not get up to daven without Hachana L'Tefillah. There's something called Hachana L'Tefillah. You have to sit down, you have to gather your thoughts, know what you're doing, and if you're going to use a niggun, practice. It's amazing how some people just get up and say all of a sudden, oh, I'll try this niggun now, you know. And it doesn't fit the words, and they get all fumfeting and everything else. Nobody can follow them. There is something known as hachonal tefillah. It's very, very important. And one should know what these things are. Now, I've given you some examples. If you look at the fourth page, page four, I try to give you some sort of a guideline. Some sort of a guideline. When I tell you in this chart, if you use minor or mixolydian, major or phrygish, what are those things? The English name for minor is minor, all right? Minor is the best way to describe minor is really hot tikva, right? Da 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 da. Da da la da di da da is minor. And examples of minor, we call it, by the way, Magenavos mode. The first time that we meet the mode in a major tefillah of Shabbos, that name is given to it. So minor is known as Magenavos. Friday night Magenavos, Magenavos, da 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 da. Maram v'kadosh. By the way, that's how it should be done. The Shoghenad Maram v'kadosh Shemo is absolutely wrong. Going to Yeshaya Nundalad, you'll find that it says Shoghenad with a Pashta. Shoghenad with a Pashta is a pausal. And then it says later Maram v'kadosh Eshkon. So if you listen to a good Chassidish about tefillah, you'll hear how it's supposed to be done. Shehinat murim v'kudei shemai. They didn't know how to do it. They know how to do it from murim v'kudei. So how did we get that? The Young Israel movement, who did a wonderful thing and brought in nigunim at the beginning of the 20th century and really saved Judaism to a certain extent, at least the davening, because they brought in nigunim. They brought it in from everywhere, you can imagine. Even Shema Yisrael, that's Reform, you know that. It's composed by Sultan. Ki Mitzion Teitzei Zoroch. Everyone sings Vayechul like it's, Misinai, Vayechul HaShemayim HaHort. So, Mogein Avos Midvaro. That's Lewandowski, who was the choir director for the first Reform synagogue in Berlin. But they brought it in from everywhere. But, all right, they were Mekadesh the Nigunim, I'll say that. But what they did was, they did save the young people who were not going to shul. They brought them back into shul. But some other things happened. There were certain aberrations that happened. They took the Friday night Kaddish. Yisgadal, Yisgadash, Shemei Rabbah, which really should be. Yisgadal, Yisgadash, Shemei Rabbah. Da da da, dee dee da da. They thought, nice tune. We'll put it in for Shochenad. So how else can you sing it? But Shochenad, Marom, Vikadosh, Shemo. So that's the words wrong. So you have to be careful. Even if you want to do it that way, you should go Shochenad, Marom, Vikadosh, Shemo. Combine the two together. Okay. So this is a little taste of what we talk about in the Bell School when we give our classes. There's so much to say about it that just to touch on it is not doing the topic any favors. But anyway, Magen Avos, the minor mode, I'm trying to give you an idea what it sounds like. What about Mixolydian, which is we call in Hebrew Hashem Moloch? It says Hashem Melech here, it's wrong, it's Hashem Moloch, has to be changed. That Kabbalah Shabbos is in Hashem Moloch. It's our major. We don't really... The Jewish mode is not a pure major, but it's a major style. Right? Abraham Shonaku Bidol, Yomar Vantohe Levovim. That Tznua gives it the Mixolydian quality, and that you find in Kabbalah Shabbos, you find it in Chazar Sashat, the beginning of Ovos and Gevuros, for the beginning of Shemona, repetition of Shemona Esrei. Baruch atah ad Hashem, Michamach v'aguros u'midah melech, etc., etc. And the third mode that's the most common is a Hava Rabba, which is an English Fregish, or it's really Yiddish, or the Arabic Hejaz mode. Believe it or not, we use an Arabic Hejaz mode. And that's the Ganta Shabbos, Vatzisa Konaseho, or Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, Avinu Malkeinu. Also, so I try to give you an idea what it's supposed to sound like. Maybe that will help you know what the niggun is supposed to sound like. Standard major is not necessarily a traditional mode. There are also three additional modes, but I'm not going to confuse you. Most of them, you can't find the good for them anyway. Okay. So we should be very careful about how we daven. If we follow this chart, at least for the Yom Narayim, hopefully the quality of our tefillah will improve because, we'll first of all be connecting with many generations that came before us. This is what the Maharil set up. When the Maharil talks about it, and he's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, most of us don't know what he's talking about, right? Can't be able to discuss a little more detail. What do you mean? You have to follow. You cannot change the minhag of the community. What is our community? Our community generally, if you're not a Sephardi, if you're not a real Yeki, is the East European tradition. We have to follow the East European tradition. We are all descendants of East Europeans. Most of our American shuls nowadays are East European. We have to follow that style of minhag. And if you don't know what it is and how it is, then you come to the Bell School and we'll teach you. We also travel around, by the way. We have traveling classes. We're going to Edison soon, Edison, New Jersey, to give four Sundays. We came back from an all-day seminar in Washington. We've been in Young Israel West Hempstead for a number of classes. We do travel around, Canterbury and I, and we are welcome to ask you to come to your community, and we'll try to help you out and try to train your Bali Tefillah. In fact, in Edison, they have established a rule. This is Rabbi Luban Shul. If a person wants to daven a major tefillah, he has to take this class. If he doesn't take this class, he cannot be a major Bali Tefillah in the shul. So that's very good, and I think it's a wonderful thing. Yes, Rabbi David.
What if Rabbi Hu, who doesn't have a singing voice, he speaks well, the shul, but not
I agree too. Shach is just important. That's wonderful. It's wonderful. Look, it's also a matter of if dollars and cents, you know, nowadays. I understand. The fact that, look, when I started out in my profession, there were almost 30 full-time chazanim. Not all of them made full-time salaries in Brooklyn. There were 20 in the Bronx. And today, there are maybe 3 or 4 left in Brooklyn, and there are 2 in the Bronx. So, it's true. Economics have dictated the fact that no longer do we have professional shlichei tzibur, which we should have. In Manhattan, it's the last bastion, I think, in the East Coast of most shuls having chazanim. But there is a younger generation coming up now that are very wonderful menagnim that know how to daven properly, and you should make an effort to bring in at least the young Bal Tefillah once a month into shul, so people should hear a beautiful davening and davening the way it should be done. I understand that shuls want to now have assistant rabbis, which was never true years before, to do adult education and youth and so on, but. So the chazan has sort of fallen by the wayside, the professional chazan, the professional Bal Tefillah. But I urge everyone to make an effort at least once a month to have somebody come in and daven and show the shul had daven properly. Yes?
Chazan, you used an example of Hashim Eidu before. So if you are at a point in which you have a choice of nigunim, and you said that the nigun should reflect the words.
Right.
So you have something like Hashim Eidu. Now, Hashim Eidu could have been said during a time of persecution in which they're pouring their souls out, or it could be said, you know, like in a simple Torah kind of
thing. True, true.
How do you know which one to pick?
Well, if you're in the middle of Ni'ila, or Shlichus, actually, and the entire shul stands up, and the Aron Kodesh opens up, you begin to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema Koleinu Hashem Elokeinu. You mean to tell me you don't know how Hashemenu Hashem Lecha is supposed to sound? No. If it's in a different context, you're probably right. But you have to know the context. I have a 3M system. It's actually a 4M system, but the 4 is harder. There's mood, mode, and mina mikdosh. In other words, you have to know what it's supposed to sound like in terms of the mode. That takes a little bit of knowledge. I understand that. I understand you have to be a bit of a someone who knows what's going on. I have to finish now because I think I'm over my time. I'm sorry. I should have looked at my clock earlier. and you have to you have to have the right melody, the right mode, the right mood. It has to come from a holy source, and otherwise it doesn't pay to stand up if you don't know what you're doing. And all I can say is, gentlemen, if you look at the following page, it says Guide to Modes in Nusach, you will see that every part of the davening has a style, every section. This will guide you for weekdays, for Shabbos, for Shachos and Musaf. You don't have to know what I'm talking about here necessarily. You just know that there is a guideline. If you don't know what the guideline is, call us or ask someone who knows something. Let him tell you what it is. We have to continue. We have to keep the tradition going. It's very, very, very important. It's something that unfortunately is starting to disappear. In the old, why are the great chazanim coming out of Borough Park these days, or out of Hasidic communities? Because that's their music. They were steeped in it from the time they're first born. They know how it's supposed to sound. It was like that before, 50 years going back. Every shul knew how the davening was supposed to be done. Now, if you do that, gentlemen, I would say you are going to connect yourself to thousands of congregations all over the world who are davening the same way, the proper nusach at the same moment you are, all raising their voices together for one great tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You'll be joining with and joining with the world together with proper nusach and song, and one great prayer to be brought before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, as I said before, the whole is greater than its parts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Mitzvah Hashem will answer our tefillos, Mezrat Hashem, for a good year for all of us, God bless.